Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Que Golazo. We have a very special one-on-one ahead of the Nations League, CONCACAF's Nations League that you can watch on Paramount Plus, of course. It's a one-on-one with Hector Moreno, veteran defender for the Mexican national team. He talks to me about the tournament, Mexico, also his thoughts on the USMNT, and much, much more. Check it out. Que Golazo begins right now. As we prepare for the CONCACAF Nations League in Denver, it is a pleasure to receive Hector Moreno, veteran defender and one of the most respected names in the national team. Hector is one of the most important players for Mexico, as he has represented his country more than 100 times. 3 World Cups, 2010, 2014, and 2018 in Russia. His career has taken him everywhere. From his first days with Pumas in Mexico, Moreno also played for Espanyol, PSV, and AZ Alkmaar, where he won the Eredivisie title with both teams. He's also had seasons with Roma, Real Sociedad, and now Al Garrafa of the Qatari League. And now he gets ready with El Tri under the direction and guidance of Tata Martino as they look to win the Nations League. Hector Moreno, compadre, carnal, a pleasure to talk with you, my friend. How are you?
How are you, my friend Luis Miguel? Everything all right? Thank you for having me.
Everybody should know that Hector also did this interview with me in Spanish. He is an absolute force. So make sure that you check it out, both in English and Spanish. But he promised me he's not going to charge me double for it.
I'm thinking about it still. I will see.
He's thinking about it. So I'm going to try and be quick. Hector, now that you have returned to the Mexican national team setup and you're getting ready for this Final Four in the Nations League, how are you? How are you feeling? How are you feeling about this squad as you get ready to face Costa Rica?
Yes, as I always say, you know, I'm very happy to be here. I just wanted to be here, you know, because I had a special last six months with Algarrafa, where I wasn't able to play as I would like to play. And for me, being here is another opportunity to show myself, to compete in the highest level. I know it will be difficult because there are so many good center backs with us, but I will fight, I will do my best, and I just try to enjoy every single day, you know, on and off the pitch. I will try to do what I can, to do what I'm supposed to do as an experienced player here with the team.
Absolutely. The team has a mix of experience, youth, talent, a lot of quality, of course, both internationally and in Liga MX. Have you seen anybody in training that has surprised you? Perhaps a player that you thought is doing pretty well, somebody that surprised you during training. Have you seen anybody like that?
As I just told you before, you know, a little bit upward, the way we were training. You know, last week we were only 4 or 5 guys training. It was like a preseason, only running without the ball. Not so cool, not so funny, but it was, I think, was needed to do. And as the days went by, the team was, everybody was coming from their own competition, their own teams. And now it's like almost everybody here, like only we're missing the guy from the MLS. And as I just always told, you know, if I speak only about one guy, I think I will be missing a lot of other guys with a lot of quality, you know, but I wanted to point the word that he has put on, like Eric Gutierrez, mi paisano. He had a difficult season with a lot of injuries with PSV, and now he's been working with the national team for 1.5 months already, and then he's showing his personality, he's showing his quality. So I'm very happy to see him, the way he's working, the way he's trying to reach the highest level that he can make, you know. I think he will be very important for us.
Absolutely. A tremendous player, Eric Gutierrez. I want to talk about another tremendous player who won't be with you, of course. And it's not a surprise. Raul Jimenez from Wolves, he's not going to be considered for the summer because obviously he's still recuperating from his recovery with his head injury. What do you think about this, not being able to count on such a prolific goal scorer?
Yeah, it's a shame that we as a player, we don't have him on the pitch. Also, off the pitch, he's been growing so fast. He's been becoming a sort of a leader, you know, in the way he acts, the way he behaves, and the way he plays on the pitch. Of course, first of all, I just wish that he will have a full and a speed recovery. I just hope that he can make a full preseason with Wolves next summer, and he can be ready to help the team and to help the national team, because it's coming the qualification games, which are very difficult, very tough. After that, we don't have him, so we have to look forward, and I believe that we have good players, good quality players. We have Alan, we have Henry, and then both can be very useful, can be very helpful for the team. And if not, as Tata tried, you know, during the last break, international break in March, Chucky can play there, Rodolfo can play there. So we have to number nine, let's say, but at the end, we're always trying to find a way to surprise or to make it better for the team. You know, I think Tata has that eye to find these kind of solutions. And I hope that we don't need to make so many changes, because Alan and Henry are fantastic players. So hopefully with both of them, we can have a good result now in the Nations League and the friendly matches, and also for the World Cup.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I want to stick with Tata Martino for a second. I'm a big fan. I've always been a big fan, not just with what he did with Atlanta United, but even before that, of course, Paraguay, Barcelona, etc. Mm-hmm. But something I like about him is that he gives his team's identity, right? He gives his team a personality. Would you agree with that?
I totally agree with that, because he's a coach that likes to have the personality. He has to have the initiative in every single game. You know, it depends on, okay, we want to play the ball from the back, we want to build up the game. He tells you how to do it, not only, okay, I want to be offensive team. No, he teach you how you can be an offensive team, how you can, he convinced himself also to as soon as we lose the ball, we need to get the ball back again, you know, when you are already on their last tier to make them tired just being on the defensive side, you know. Also, he's as a coach that help us in every single part of the game, you know, and it's very important. Also, when sometimes we think, okay, we're offensive and we cannot defend, or we don't have to defend. No, sometimes in a single game, you have to be there, you have to take the initiative. Okay, let's drop back a little bit. Let them come to make the space in the back, on their back, so we can counter them as well. You know, it's not only attack, attack, attack. Sometimes you have to be clever enough to by your own initiative, go a little bit back so you can have the space to go forward afterwards, you know. And I think he's trying to help us with that, to understand the times of the game when you have to push really hard going forward, when you have to step down a little bit to make yourself the space to attack forward.
No, absolutely correct. I want to ask you something about the U.S. We got to talk about the U.S. for a second. Everybody's talking about the U.S. So much talent, and rightly so. Christian Pulisic, Weston McKennie, Serginho Dest, so many good players. Gio Reyna, of course. They're young. I mean, they not as much experience together, right? But they're very, very talented, playing in very big teams in Europe. You know that very well, of course. What is your opinion of the United States men's national team as they face the Nations League as well?
As you just said, you know, they are very talented young group of players that they haven't spent a lot of time together, which is something to tell about. You know, of course, it's they are growing, they are developing a lot of talent here in the MLS. So I don't know how it's working, but a lot of young players are playing in the big leagues and in great teams. But I think, I hope and I wish that Mexico will do the same. But I believe also for the, as talking as a national team, talking as our confederation, you know, that is not the same, which is the best, I believe, to play in Champions League, to play in Europe League, to play in Premier League or this kind of situation, but it's not the best always to go back and play, you know, and for the qualification games in Honduras, in Costa Rica, Salvador, all these kind of games that are very tough and very different than we are used to play in Europe, you know. So for them, I don't think it will be easy, but they have a good quality of players, you know, also with the coach, Berhalter, I believe is the name. I don't know if I'm spelling wrong.
Greg Berhalter, that's right.
He also tried to bring them. Yeah, they tried to bring. He tries to bring a new identity for the U.S. national team, you know, because before it was like 4-4-2, just trying to play defensive and trying to be counter-attack, but not with him. They tried to build up the game from the back. They tried to play possession game, all these kind of things. So it was like a time for adjust to this new kind of way of play. And I think they have now the quality of the players to do that. So that make them even more dangerous and stronger than were before. But I still believe in our capacity and our quality to compete against them, of course, and to beat them.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, listen, let's go back to Mexico for a second. Hector, if you don't win the Nations League, would that be a disappointment for you and the Mexican national team, do you think?
Totally, totally. Because as I just told you, you know, for myself as a competitive guy, I hate losing even in cards with my wife. So I don't like losing. I hate it. And imagining what would be for an official competition in the CONCACAF, you know. It doesn't matter against who we play first, if Costa Rica, after it will be USA or Honduras, you know, it doesn't matter. And besides that, besides the competition, the pride, of course, for us, it will be helpful to win, to keep the good result, because it helps to keep growing, to improve the thing that we do wrong, we do good and everything, because it doesn't matter if we win 1-0 against the Netherlands. In the Netherlands, it doesn't matter. We lose 4-0 against Argentina. Both games, we have things to improve. We have things to get better. So, but it's easier when you win. So, hopefully, we can still keep this positive result, so we can get better and better, but with a good atmosphere. You know, sometimes it's difficult to control what's around us, but when you win, it's much easier.
All right, Hector Moreno, the last question there. You know, even though this game is in Denver, it doesn't matter. The Mexican community is everywhere and there's going to be support everywhere. What do you say to all the Mexican people, especially the ones who live in the U.S. who will be rooting for you?
I just want to say thank you. I think there are not enough words to express the gratitude that we have for them. You know, every single city, every single game we play here in the USA, it doesn't matter where we play, it's always full of Mexicans. I don't know if now in Denver it will be like full capacity stadium or 30% or whatever. I know that what is permitted, it will be full of Mexicans. So I'm counting with that. I'm happy with that. I just want to let them know that we appreciate the support. We as a players try to do our best on the field so they can have a good good feeling about us, and that's the only way we can congratulate them, you know, to thank them, let's say, because we do everything. Sometimes the result can be good, sometimes it can be bad, but we give the last part of energy that we have. We always give it all on the game, so they can go home with a good feeling and happy with what they saw with the national team.
Well, Mexico El Tri kicks off the Nations League against Costa Rica this Thursday. You can watch it on Paramount Plus. And by the way, Hector Moreno also did this interview in Espanol, and you can see that on YouTube as well on our Que Golazo channel. I am just so thankful. One of the just greats of the game and such a great human being. Hector Moreno, buena suerte. Good luck, my friend.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, everybody. I want to thank Hector Moreno for joining me today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Que Golazo Pod. We are also on YouTube, youtube.com/ Que Golazo. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher, cbsports.com, and of course, your CBS Sports app. Enjoy the tournament and have a great, great rest of your week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.